Welcome to the Truth of the Matter from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers. I'm Candy Gibbs. Don't we all wish that we could download certain life lessons directly into the hearts of our children? I know I would love to spoon-feed them their decision on drugs, sex outside of marriage, and texting while driving. I wish that I could take all of my life experience, all the moments I've shared with the Father, and allow them to benefit and nurture their spirits in the same way they did mine. I would love for them to experience the first breaths of freedom following a miraculous yet painful season I've shared with him. I would love for them to share in the humble gratitude I have felt for seeing a precious young woman say the name of Jesus as Savior for the first time. It would save so much worry and many sleepless nights if somehow all my stumbles, my faithful moments, and my faithless, my small victories and my sobs before him could create the same result in my children as they've created in me. The fact of the matter is, decisions become our own. We take them seriously when they cost us something and when we arrive at the destination on our own, one step at a time. While all the issues that I mentioned are important, there is no decision more important than the decision to be a Christ follower. What do we as parents do if we have a child that's wrestling with their own decision about what they will do with the Savior? I've listened to many scared and emotional parents describe one of their children experiencing a spiritual identity crisis. I've not heard more heartfelt pain than a parent crying out literally over their child's eternity. We've all read the story in Genesis 32 when Jacob wrestled with the Lord, and there are a few things that I want to point out. Number one, just a chapter before Jacob makes a covenant with his father-in-law Laban, and in verse 53, Jacob takes the oath in the name of the fear of his father Jacob. In Genesis 32:9, Jacob is praying to the Lord, and he's preparing to see his brother Esau for the first time since Jacob stole Esau's blessing. Jacob is afraid, to say the least. He sends bribes ahead, hoping that may pacify Esau, but he is keenly aware that Esau's coming to meet him, and he's bringing over 400 men with him. In Jacob's prayer, he refers to the Lord as, O God of my father Abraham, God of my father Isaac, O Lord. Do you notice that Jacob views God as the God of his fathers, but he doesn't make reference to him being his God? I want to finish this tomorrow, but this is the Truth of the Matter from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers. I'm Candy Gibbs, and you can reach us at thehopechoice.com or candygibbs.com, or you can give us a call at 354-2288. We would love to hear from you. Have a great day.